Speaking of good people involved, Rob Wright is an outstanding person to be involved, the Collingwood Super Netball team. He's the coach and he's been good enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are well, thank you. How are you coaching in Hubville? How's it going in Hub life as opposed to normal day-to-day life for Super Netball in previous years?
Oh, look, it's certainly different, but I probably just want to put a shout-out to all the Vics, like, you know, stage four, like, everyone's doing it tough back home and doing a fantastic job around that. So I feel like we're pretty privileged to be, even though you're away from family and friends, which is always difficult, but compared to back home, I feel like we're really lucky, and at times you feel a bit guilty for the freedoms we have. It's a good place to be, really, at the moment.
What about the on-court at the moment with the girls? Dropped the first two games, the first one against the Vixens and then the Lightning on the weekend. And we talked to Maddie and Kelsey a fair bit on this program. We love having them a part of our world. They're back on court for the first time in a long time. How have you seen the integration of returning players and new players into this Collingwood team?
Yeah, look, it was always going to be a little bit different for us. Certainly, even for the month leading into this comp, the restrictions with our training meant our first literal game was in mid-season. We actually weren't able to have a pre-season match because of the restrictions around numbers, etc. So we always felt, oh, it's going to be learning on the fly, and it certainly has been that. So I'm hoping that, you know, in reality, like, trading is always good, but, you know, probably, as you guys will know, you learn so much more in a game, and so we're learning on the fly, and I reckon, look, it's going to take some time, but hey, I don't reckon the first two games defines this season for us at all. Like, it's about, even though there's only 14 rounds, you know, to me it's about probably really building and making sure that we're there come finals time. And, you know, to me, if we could sneak into the finals, that's what we're about, and then all bets are off, really, and you start again.
It's we're really keen to speak to you, Rob, for a number of reasons, but particularly around the 2-point shot and how you've seen that, and how it's affected the way that you coach the team. What's been your initial thoughts?
Oh, look, and I think certainly in the first two rounds, like, I think we've really seen where that 2-point shot has really got a team back into the game. Like, you look at the game on Swift's fever, and it looked like Swift had it for all money just with a couple of minutes to go, and then all of a sudden, Janiel puts up 3 2-points in a row, and it gets back to a point. So it absolutely made for a really fantastic finish. So from a spectator point of view, I think that's really good. Certainly changes a little bit how you coach, because generally, we've always worked in our game, like, defensively, you always want to try and push people further away from the post, like, to make life a little bit harder. But the 2-point shot really is only a mid-range shot, so it's a really difficult one. So it's really trying to explore different options around how you counter that. And, look, I still think we're really playing with that at the moment. I don't think we've quite found the right answers about how to do it. Admittingly, in our last game, Lightning hasn't really put up a lot of 2-point shots. I think they've put the lowest number up in the competition. So in some ways, they've probably played quite standard netball. Yes, they put up a lot in the first game, and it really took them away. But, yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how it rolls across the season. But, again, it's going to be a bit of trial and error for us in real life to see what's what. But, it just gives us a new dimension and something that I think hopefully people will embrace, and we'll see how it looks at across the season.
Yeah, definitely makes for interesting viewing. Now, I think it's really important to recognise that there is only one player from the starting team, the starting squad from Collingwood that's still there, which is Maddie. There's been so much change to personnel in such a short period of time, which means you're still trying to determine who your starting seven would be. But I reckon you found one on the weekend, Rob. Nia Allen and her composure for such a young player in that last quarter was most impressive.
Yeah, and I reckon you make two really good points, and it's something that I probably really have tried to go with first around with our lineup. Like, certainly I think when Collingwood first got put together, like, it was probably chock full of superstars, and sometimes that always doesn't necessarily work. And I probably, especially leading into this year, and it was probably more through that players through, especially with pregnancy and leaving, et cetera, gave us an opportunity to really probably start to put a line together that was probably a lot less well-known, but probably a much better long-term look about our team. And that's what we want to build for the future. So I feel like we're really getting a group together that's going to be fantastic down the track. And, yeah, Naya, you know, she's 17 years of age, and really, wow, came on, absolute composure, just looked like, she never looked like missing. I just thought, wow, she was really impressive. So she's certainly one we're really, you know, very pleased to have in our line. And, yeah, I can't wait to see what she does down the track.
We won't have to wait too long. You're great. In action tonight against the Firebirds as part of the third game, Rob. So you get him ready for today, and we'll look forward to watching it all unfold tonight and see a Magpie victory.
Thanks very much. I always love a chat. So anytime you want to have a chat, I'm always available. People can't shut me up. Not always.
Well, we can shut anyone up here in this program. Don't you worry about that, Rob. But we won't shut you up. Good luck tonight.
Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.